The Museum of Disability is devoted to telling the history of people who have disabilities.
In the 60s, approximately 250,000 people in the United States were institutionalized. So it's a huge number of people whose lives really are not remembered in any way.
David Mack Hardiman is with People, Inc., which opened the museum several years ago in the former Eggertsville Hose building on Main Street between Eggert and Bailey. Exhibits include a rare three-wheeled Invacar for World War II veterans.
So that if they became disabled during the war, they could essentially slide into the car and use their hands to drive instead of using their feet.
It's so popular with kids, a local author wrote a series of children's books about Ivan the Invacar. But People, Inc.'s Nicole Forgione says their top seller is Olivia the Bully.
It's a children's book that tells a story about bullying and how, you know, she interacts with students in class and teachers, and, you know, there's a positive outcome at the end. And the author will be here during our holiday sale.
For adults, there's recent books on the former Buffalo State Hospital and the J.N. Adam Hospital.
This was a hospital for people in Buffalo who had tuberculosis. They were sent down to the southern tier to be cured, and it became later an institution for people who had developmental disabilities.
There's also handcrafted items by participants in People, Inc.'s Dehabilitation Program, including wooden pens and wine stoppers, hand-painted wine glasses, jewelry, and CDs.
So lots of items for all ages, for kids and adults. There's something here for everyone.
The holiday sale at the Museum of Disability History Store is from 10 to 1 tomorrow. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.